Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. All right, today we are with Sonny Kay, Executive Director of Low Key Arts right here in Hot Springs. Hi, Sonny. Welcome.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
It's great to be here. Man, this is going to be so fun because we're talking before we started recording. When I moved here in 2010, one of the very first people I met was Bill Solider, who
founded Low Key Arts.
Yeah. That's right. What year was that? Do you know?
It was founded in 2005. I think officially incorporated in 2007.
Okay.
But it was founded for the purpose of producing the Valley of the Vapors Independent Music Festival, which has since become our sort of, you know, has always been our flagship kind of event, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Now in its 16th year.
Wow.
17th,
wow.
I guess.
Time does fly. So I met Bill. Matter of fact, so I opened a theater and he loaned me some lights right at the beginning. Super nice guy. And that's when I started finding out about Low Key Arts. As a matter of fact, the building that's kind of like a little bit further north on Park than, let's see, where am I thinking? Same building though? Is that where
the building where Low Key Art the building that uh-huh. everyone knows as Low Key Arts.
Yes.
We actually no longer occupy that building.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So Bill and his partner Shay founded mm-hmm. Low Key Arts
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they purchased that building mm-hmm. to house Low Key Arts.
Okay.
And eventually they both you know, as is the nature of a nonprofit with a board of directors and that kind of thing, by law, no one can stick around for too long. So eventually they both sort of rolled, his partner Shay rolled off the board as a director, and Bill ultimately resigned his post to mm-hmm. take a job with Visit Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I came in.
Yeah.
And fast forward a couple of years, basically with COVID and a lot of other factors playing into it, they sold the building.
Okay.
And for a couple of years, we're actually without a physical place. But having said that, we just this past, like, 2 weeks ago, have opened up a physical digital arts lab here
okay.
in downtown.
Okay, congrats. Congrats.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, well, the building, it's, you know, my kids grew up and attending events there. And I went, and so it's very, very, very nice to have you here today, Sonny.
Well, thanks. Great to be here.
One more, just so a shout out to Bill. Hey, yep. Bill, thank you very much for what you did and what you did for me and my family. And then of course, yeah, he's working for Visit Hot Springs and doing great
sure.
things there.
When you say theater, are you talking about the dinner theater?
No, I had a theater 2010 to 2013.
Okay, where was that?
It was a 400 block of Central, right across from like the
wow, okay.
the bathhouses. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you still bounce stuff off of Bill every once in a while?
We do. We collaborate quite a lot. I mean, full disclosure, Low Key Arts owns the stage that's used for Bridge Street Live.
Okay.
So and as far as behind-the-scenes production goes, we're constantly cahoots.
And speaking of that, I was perusing the your website, which, by the way, tell us the website.
LowKeyArts.org.
Easy enough.
Yep.
There we go. And, yeah, I see that you guys have, it's grown to where you're doing things with Visit Hot Springs. You're doing things yep. on a pretty big scale. You mentioned Valley of the Vapors.
Yes.
That's already taken place for this year, hasn't it?
It has. Last year, we kind of got mixed up a little bit. That festival has always traditionally been in March because
uh-huh.
it kind of happens in conjunction with South by Southwest in Austin.
Okay.
It evolved in tandem with South by Southwest, even though they don't necessarily know that. COVID forced it to be canceled in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
again, in the first half of 2021 and in the second half of last year, we normally produce Hot Water Hills, which is coming back next month.
I saw that, absolutely.
But we were still, you know, in the fall of 2021 last year, there was still a lot of questions about getting people together
yeah.
and that kind of thing. And so we opted to do Valley of the Vapors last fall
okay,
for the first and only time ever. And then this year it was back in March at its normal time again. So
okay.
it'll be back in March again.
Okay, now to take a step back, though, yep. I want to go back to the mission of Low Key Arts.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of folks in Hot Springs that know about probably a good number that don't.
Yeah.
So can I read this? I got
Please.
This right from your website.
Yeah.
Loki Arts connects people and inspires creativity by providing tools, education, opportunities to experience musical, cinematic, and artistic innovators from around the world.
Yes.
And is that exactly what's still going on with
it? Yes. In fact, that mission statement was overhauled by our board of directors a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and brought renewed to kind of reflect more what's going on with Loki Arts now. And it's something that we all feel very strongly represents us.
Yeah, I see some of that, and I can think of it from the past. But then I see the cinematic, and I realize that you guys are actually tied in now with the film festivals and things like this, right?
Yes. Well, we've been collaborating with them for a couple of years.
Super.
And Executive Director Jen Gerber actually resigned her post there earlier this year and is now teaching filmmaking classes with us full time.
Oh, great. Okay.
She had been doing that as sort of a contract basis for the last, actually, 7 years, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And she is responsible for growing our film program almost single-handedly.
Okay.
And now, with her able to devote a lot much more time than she has in the past, we really are the program is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, we had a really overwhelmingly generous gift this year, which has allowed us to purchase all the computers for our computer lab, and now we have a physical space right above the post office, which is we couldn't have asked for more. It's really working out great.
Phenomenal. That's good news. Yeah, because I Loki Arts, I think music.
Yeah.
And now we don't need to just think that. We need to be thinking
beyond,
which and that's reflected in the mission statement.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the music. Now, you said next month Hot Water Hills Music and Arts Festival is coming. Tell us all about that.
Well, that festival's been on hold for 3 years
because
of COVID.
You're right.
Last time it happened was 2019. So it's back. This will actually be the 10th iteration of the festival. And we are real fired up about it. It's coming back in a big way. We've got some great headliners. And we feel like just the absence of it for the past few years has really rekindled people's love for it.
Yeah, and I think there's a hunger. You know, everybody's like, come on, let's get this going.
Yeah.
Not just Loki Arts. It's like everybody's ready. Let's keep moving.
Yeah.
Let's get back to doing the fun stuff. Let's get out of the house.
Yeah, in a town that's known for it and has, you know, a calendar full of events that were kind of, hobbled. This is, it's starting to feel.
I was looking at your bands, too. They're from all over.
From all over, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It sure is, yeah.
Now, that location is going to be Hill Wheatley Plaza.
Yeah.
So much bigger than when it was in a building.
This event's always been at Hill Wheatley Plaza.
Has it? Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
VOV was in the building. Valley Vapors was in the building.
Okay.
Hot Water Hills has always taken place outdoors downtown. That was kind of, early on, it was sort of like our way of doing it still is. It's our most forward public-facing event. It's the most accessible thing. It's literally right there on Central Avenue. You can't miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we kind of program it to reflect what we feel is like a wider, we're casting a wider net with maybe tourists and people coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
It's we try and cover all as many bases as we can within the scope of what we feel like we have some expertise with.
And that's interesting. You mentioned the tourists. They may show up and go, what is going on?
Yeah.
You can't miss it because it's right there in the walking strip and all that. It's great. It looks like it's going to start Friday, September 30.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hill Wheatley Plaza. And again, the website to read more about that and the bands.
So this particular event has its own website,
okay,
which is hotwaterhills.com.
Hotwaterhills.com.
And that's got links to everything. It's got a playlist, photos. It will have the ticket link when that goes live on September 1st. All the details you could possibly need.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a .com. Loki Arts is a
.org.
Got
right,
it, got it. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Now let's go back to week-to-week operations, month-to-month. Tell us what goes on in Loki Arts.
Well, these days, a lot of preparation for the filmmaking program. There's a huge amount of machinations behind the scenes to get all of that in order. Thankfully, Jen... like I said, being with us full time now is really spearheading that. There's a lot of grant writing that goes on. There's a lot. I mean, to be honest with you, we're a relatively small operation. I mean, I'm the ED. I'm responsible for basic accounting stuff and really seize the opportunity to do the the art end of things, the marketing stuff mm-hmm. myself and, mm-hmm. and creating all that stuff. That's really a big joy of mine with this job, is being able to kind of craft our image here.
And now with the space, do you guys get together, pour a round of coffee and like,
yes.
put your heads together?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, finally we have a regular place to have our board meetings, mm-hmm. which hasn't been the case since we had our building. Yes, we... The artistic directors of the organization, which is myself, Bobby Missile, and Jen, we are able to come together now in a collaborative space and put our heads together, and not everything is texts anymore. And
I know. And it's so good to get beyond the disruption of COVID.
It sure is. Yeah, it is.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Hey, so I talked about meeting Bill. Mm-hmm. One of the other first people I met when I moved here to Hot Springs in 2010 was Bobby. I
mean, okay.
You know, he's just a common figure downtown.
He sure is.
He often worked with the Gangster Museum, yeah. or he was doing his thing, and so we'd cross paths. And then there was someone else. I went down your list. And I thought, oh my gosh, I know them. I've known them.
You mean our board of directors?
Yeah. So a lot of Hot Springs folks,
sure.
and then some good folks that like Jen. Boy, this is good that you got some good brains and good talent going on.
We're very proud of our organization and the talent we've recruited, and we feel like it's reflected in the quality of the programs themselves.
Yeah, I see that. I got a question for you, Sonny. Is there a target demographic with low-key arts?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, if there was, then what would you say outside the demographic? So now let's all kind of put it into one. What do you say to folks who don't know about it? Are they going to enjoy it? What do they need to know?
What I say is I encourage them to approach it with an open mind.
Yeah.
All of our events are programmed to appeal to as wide an audience as possible. Now, I will say, you know, Valley of the Vapors is a specialized thing. It's geared towards underground music. As I mentioned before, it's developed in tandem with South by Southwest, which is also largely geared towards underground music, and it's what low-key arts has become largely known for to a lot of people around the country. So with that in mind, you know, I don't want to create the illusion that one specific music festival is the entirety of our
being here.
We do, you know, we have a variety of different kinds of programs that we do and different kind of classes. And I feel as though the demographic, to use your word,
yeah.
is actually diversifying all the time, especially with the film stuff.
Okay, but define underground for us.
Okay. Yes, that's that. Now we're getting into semantics. underground. By underground, I mean what we talk about as low-key arts, especially in the context of Valley of Vapors. When we're talking about underground music, we're talking about music that, you know, largely falls within the loose umbrella of alternative rock or punk music or things that have evolved out of that. But beyond that, it's not so much a stylistic thing as more an aesthetic. We are trying to provide a stage for as many groups of a certain kind of artistic bent who couldn't necessarily draw an audience in Arkansas by themselves, probably couldn't even get booked by themselves.
Okay, this is interesting because I guess I was thinking, or I was wondering, are these groups that are up and coming?
Yes.
Are these groups that are looking for a label? Sometimes,
Largely. Sometimes
do they have a label?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would say 9 times out of 10 they do.
Okay.
But it's an indie label. They're not on Universal Records,
right.
or anything
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
But that's the culture of the festival in Austin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's the culture of our festival. There's a whole world of music going on below the surface, below
yeah.
Rolling Stone, below Spin Magazine, and that's what we're catering to.
Okay, I love it. That's interesting. And one of the words you used earlier is, or you were challenging folks to have an open mind, because once upon a time, there was a large group who didn't like Elvis or the
right.
Beatles.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you listen to it and you're like, you know what? I think I'm a fan now. I'm a fan. There are bands coming,
yep.
And there are things going on with Low-Key Artists that people don't know they're a fan of yet.
Exactly. It's the nature of this kind of organization and the kind of artists that we concentrate on and bring to town that we, you know, in no way to toot our own horn and say we're in any way special. We're not. But we generally, you can say that organizations like this are ahead of the curve culturally. We kind of are on the cutting edge, so to speak. We're discovering things that will later bubble up, and that's, you can point to tens of thousands of examples of that. Everything from Nirvana being on Sub Pop, and when I was 19 years old, I had the opportunity to see them play to four people in a coffee shop where I lived in Colorado. You know what I mean? This cycle repeats over and over again in music, even in film, and even in visual art.
Yeah.
People bubble up, and it's organizations like ours who scour what's going on beneath the surface,
yeah.
and sort of curate and handpick what we think not necessarily is going to be the one most likely to in any sense, but there's incredible stuff going on, yeah. that comes and goes and is invisible to the world.
And these things, I was just thinking about myself. Sometimes I joke that I'm a man of advanced age. You know, and at this stage, I got to think outside the box sometimes. And this may be a great challenge for, you know, our listeners. Hey, do something you normally don't do. Or do something that you haven't experienced yet, and this could be it through Low-Key Arts activities and different programming.
Yeah.
Sonny, I know... We were talking about how when you first came through, you were with a band.
Yes.
Now, what instrument do you do?
In that band, I was the singer.
Okay.
I was in a lot of bands over the years in my 20s and 30s, and I was almost always the singer.
Do you? I'm a singer, and I don't play anything but the radio. You know what I mean? like, do you play anything?
I can fiddle my way. I can sort of mangle my way through playing a bass guitar.
Okay.
I taught myself enough to be the bass player in a band once, uh-huh. and made a record. When it came to playing live, it was a pressure and it was an anxiety that I never felt in any other way as just a singer. And
I
hung up that instrument and not gone back.
Man, look, hey, a lot of us, including me, I bought a guitar when I turned 30 because I'm like, I'm getting old. I'm going to learn to play guitar.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years later, and my brain and my fingers are like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can learn that stuff as a piece of cake if you're 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, can't teach a dog an old trick has a little merit to it. Okay, so let's go over a couple of things real quick.
Yeah.
And again, I'm with Sonny Kay, Executive Director of Low-Key Arts. Right here in Hot Springs, we've got some big things coming, including Hot Water Hills Festival.
That's
September
right.
30, October 1.
Yep.
Going to be at Hill Wheatley. Let's check that out online. And you said it's
on website. Hotwaterhills.com.
Hotwaterhills.com. So check that out. Also, lowkeyarts.org, O-R-G. Find out more about this because, you know, again, we're just challenging ourselves to think outside the box or to learn more about what's going on in Hot Springs, which is the whole purpose, by the way, of this podcast.
Yeah, this is great. We appreciate the opportunity to get the word out there.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to keep things interesting for everybody here, not just a certain taste in music. You know what I mean?
No, there's so many great things going on in Hot Springs, and Low-Key Arts is certainly one of those things. Hey, is there anything we missed? Anything you want to tell folks listening today?
I think we covered all bases.
Yeah.
We're real fired up about this fall, and we encourage everybody to come check us out. If you haven't before, we promise you, Hot Water Hills will have something for everybody.
Love it.
And it's free from noon to 4 on Saturday. If people are on the fence, come check it out for free.
Oh, that's a great, great thing. Good. That's good. Good. Now, can we stop by above the post office and have a cup of coffee with you guys?
We are going to have a little opening reception during Gallery Walk. Probably
next
month.
Okay.
We're kind of still cleaning up the dust, so to speak, and getting shelves and stuff in there. But we've started using the space already. We're already in our third week of editing, which is incredible.
Okay.
So, yes, there will be some kind of announcement about that soon.
And everybody around here loves Gallery Walk. That's the first Friday evening of each month.
Yes.
September, then, we might be swing up and say hey.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, folks, it's been good to have Sonny. Hey, Sonny, thanks. We look forward to seeing
pleasure.
You around and hearing more from Low-Key Arts.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. See you soon.
All right.
thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.